Announcement number one, an improvement from last year, Judy Dixon has put together a list of applications based on categories that are commonly known by those who spend a significant amount of time playing with their iOS devices. It includes where those apps are available, where they come from, that kind of thing. So, we have it available in Braille and print. I have a runner who's going to come around to the tables and ask you, Braille or print? And
large
it is
print.
Large print. Braille or large print? Just indicate and she'll leave you one behind, okay? Everybody get that? Good, good. Secondly, I have a mic runner. And that mic runner, as she comes around, is going to hold with a death grip onto this microphone. Because in years past, when we passed it to somebody, they felt the need to tell us the 12 favorite apps that they had. And we'd like to kind of spread the joy around. So she's going to hold on to the mic and you're going to tell us all the great things that you know about the given app in the category we're going to be working with. So, once again, welcome. Guess how many people signed up for this event today?
40.
70.
90. It's never been bigger than it is today, and yet we still have an hour to pull it off. That being the case, I'm going to ask Judy Dixon to join me up here at the podium, and we're going to go over the rules of engagement. I'm moving this microphone up here so that I don't have to hunker down so bad. You want the podium?
No, the hunker down.
Oh.
I'm already down.
There's your microphone.
Hello, everybody. Yes. We're here.
Say something just so we can see if they can hear you.
Something. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, they can hear me. Yeah.
You're loud.
I'm loud and clear.
Yeah.
That's because I'm short. And I also make a lot of sense.
Unlike somebody else?
No,
what
being trying to do with it.
So, what we're going to do now is we're going to describe why we're passing out this document. The last couple of years, a great number of the things that people were telling us about is what somebody else told us about the year before. They're ones that are in common use. And we don't want to deny those who aren't so familiar with the more commonly used apps in these categories from hearing about them. But we also wanted to offer an opportunity for new apps to be shared between us. So that being the case, we broke it into categories. And we indicated which of those categories, at least at the beginning, we're going to start with. So, please, those of you who have had your hands up and got the list so far, take a look at the apps that are in the first category. And that first category is books. That is applications used to read books.
And just to get things kicked off, what's in that list is Bard Mobile, Kindle, Nook, audiobooks from Audible, Overdrive, Learning Alley, Read to Go, Voice Dream Reader, and Tell Me When.
These applications in the handout, it gives you all the information
It gives you the publisher in the handout, because in the App Store, sometimes it's very difficult to tell one app from another. And if you know the publisher, it's much easier to identify this is the app you're actually looking for.
So, we're going to move right on to the first segment, and that is any applications, any apps you guys know of that aren't on that list that we don't know about. I'm going to ask you to raise your hand, and my mic runner, she's coming up front to get the mic from me now.
Are you waiting, Jeannie?
Jeannie.
She's passing out Braille, but I can do that.
Yeah,
Read to Go is the Bookshare app.
Read to Go, yeah.
Read to Go is the Bookshare app, correct. Yeah. So Jeannie's coming back for the roving mic.
I gotta tell you guys about what Tell Me When is, because Tell Me When is a relatively new app. There's a couple of podcasts. There's a couple of podcasts that have just been done on it, but it's an app where you can put in your favorite authors and it will tell you not only which books are available from the iBooks store, but also when their new books are going to come out. And it will send you, I found out that a J.K. Rowling book is coming out in July, and Kim Follett book is coming out in August, I think it was. It's very exciting. It's a great app. And the app developer said in one of the podcasts that he's going to be adding Amazon to it.
Oh, great.
So, anybody raising their hand indicating they know another great app for accessing books? Raise your hands high. Cindy, do you see one?
Yes.
Great. Say your name and tell us the name of the app and just a little bit about it, okay? You're right, I haven't heard of that app before. I got you, I'm just teasing.
Microphone is working.
Oh, okay, if you just say it, I will repeat.
iBooks is really accessible.
Okay, there's a caveat here. We did not put in any apps that are by default on iDevices.
Okay, we didn't say that.
Sorry, we missed out that one. But there are other obvious ones that are going to be missing, but we didn't put those in. Yes, iBooks is very accessible and a great app. Let's move on to the next category. Is it helpful if I just quickly go through
this? Is there a second hand raised? Yes, no. Jeannie? I'm not hearing.
I'm not either.
Jeannie?
Somebody over here had their hand up.
Hold on. Jeannie, can you yell out? Excuse me?
Help me while I'm doing this.
If you have an app, raise your hand, I'll get you in a second of mic.
Ah, listen. Different person.
Nobody has a hand up?
No. We're going to the next category then.
The next category is calendars and reminders. And I know there are a bazillion really good ones, but there's only two listed here. Fantastical 2 for iPhone and Our To-Do List.
Good one. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
VO Calendar.
What's it called? VO Calendar.
I have wanted a calendar like this since I was named user of a computer back in 1984 when I first got a computer, and it's the most wonderful thing. It's an interface between the Apple and the iPhone calendar, and so it's a lot easier to use. And it has reminders, you know, alarms, and all kinds of stuff. You get it for $10. That's the best $10 I've ever spent in my life.
Yeah, it's great. It's a great app. I agree.
What's the name?
VO Calendar. VO like voiceover. That's what it actually stands for. It's VO as in voiceover, calendar.
Okay.
I will repeat the app names.
Next.
Anybody else?
Calendar by wall, are you ready to hang it?
Yeah.
I would just like to mention an app called OnMeet Focus. Has anybody heard of it?
Yes, and if you know how to use it, please come and teach me.
It's very complicated. Really? I found it one of the most simple apps to learn my own. Anyway, it's
OnMeet Focus.
It does cost $45, but there are a lot of ways to organize things such that anything you need to know, no matter how many projects you have on the go, it's like, who should I email today? If you push the email contacts button, you get all your email from all your... I've never been more organized in my life than I have become since. Okay.
Please say your name for the benefit of
my name is Tom Decker.
Tom Decker.
Yes, of course.
Great. Thank you, Tom.
Okay.
Thanks.
Omni-focused.
Over identified.
Hi, this is Chris Rogers from the American Foundation for Blind, and I'm going to be a little self-serving here. AFD has just come out with a new app called Vision Connect, and the idea is to connect services and resources so that people can find them all on one app.
That's Vision Connect.
Vision Connect. It's an iOS.
Yes. It's not exactly a calendar or a reminder, but that's okay. We'll get to references.
That's
okay.
Okay. Again, calendars and reminders.
Calendars and reminders.
Calendars, I have one called Alarm. I can't think of who's buying on it, but it's really neat. You can do a bunch of different reminders. You can have like super reminders where it keeps bugging you until you click on it and change it and say that you completed it or whatever.
The app name is Alarmed ED.
Alarm what?
Alarm, yeah.
Alarmed,
A-L-A-R-M-E-D. Raise your hand if there's anybody else on this one.
Next one is color identifiers. When I was working on the photography book, I had 32 color identifiers on my phone. Most of them didn't work. Most of them didn't work. These apps are not perfect. A standalone color identifier will work better. But they do the job, especially if you're patient and take the color sample more than once. So, Eight Colors works like a traditional color identifier. You actually hold the phone right up to on the device and it flashes the camera. Color Visor, which uses the video camera, it's kind of cool, and Color Inspector. Again, there are lots of others. Anybody find one they think works really well?
Please.
I suspect not.
That would be a resounding silence.
That's a resounding silence.
When you talk to developers, remember that you went and out of 90 blind people, not one person thought they had a good color identifier.
We got one here.
I wanted to go back to...
We have somebody? Wait,
well,
go.
This is Jeff Bishop.
Go for it.
And I wanted to go back to calendars. I was verifying as quickly as I could the name here, because I have so many of these things on my phone that I wanted to make sure I got the name right. And it's Voice Over Timer. And the reason why this one is important is because if you are a public speaker, or you wish to be a public speaker, or you are wanting to time specific things, and you need vibration alerts to tell you when, say, 2 minutes is up, or when you have a minute left, or 40 seconds left, or 30 seconds left, or 10 seconds left, then this is the app for you, because it also will send the alerts to the Apple Watch.
Jeff, is the name VO Timer?
No, Voice Over Timer.
Okay, Voice Over Timer.
Yes, and it even will work on the Apple Watch as long as you lock your phone.
Apple Watch.
So, there you go.
Great, thank you, Jeff.
Any other color identifier?
All right,
we have a color identifier.
I have one here that says Color ID.
Color ID, yes. I think there's five in the photography book, so there's a few more.
No more.
Okay,
go.
Let's go on to cooking.
Hi, this is Stephanie Smith.
Hi.
Tap Tap Seed works really well.
Okay, guys, we really do need to stick to Tap Tap Seed. Does work really well, but it's not a color identifier. And if you can get them to tell you what color things are. You're a very fortunate person.
That's what I use to identify my clothes.
Wow. How many times do you have to take the picture before somebody actually touches the color?
Once.
Good job. Yeah. Great.
Okay.
That's a good idea. Brian just had a great...
It'll say something about a logo, Brian
just had a great idea. I've never thought of doing this. He said, put a little sign on it saying what color. To print a label. I never thought of that. It's a great idea. Awesome. Wow. $6 was worth it. Okay. Let's go on to cooking. We will have a free-for-all at the end, guys. You can just sit down and anything. Cooking. There's only two here. Big oven, 350,000 plus recipes. and grocery list, and the Whole Foods Market app. The Whole Foods Market app is quite wonderful because what you can do with that is put in an ingredient, single ingredient. You know, I have lettuce, what can I do with it? And it comes back with dozens of recipes. It's and you can put in, you know, I got, let's see, cottage cheese and olives, and then it'll give you a recipe. It's a great app.
Okay.
Any other
cooking apps?
Cooking apps?
I know one called iFood TV.
iFood TV.
You can search like for cake or whatever, and it'll bring up what cake recipes it has, and then it has featured ones like today. It had amazing scrambled eggs and pancakes from whole wheat that actually taste good, and you get them.
And it's accessible?
As well as the someone actually making it, it would show the videos.
iFood TV.
Yeah.
What is it called? Someone?
I use Deepak for grocery delivery. So.
Sorry, you use what?
Deepak. I use Deepak for grocery delivery. So you order under $60, it's they deliver to you for $6. And I think Brian has a different one. I don't know what they're doing.
I also use Peapod, and it does work well. They just really changed it a couple of weeks ago, but it's still accessible. Peapod, P-E-A-P-O-D. It's not available in all parts of the country. That was another one of our caveats. That was another one of our caveats is we didn't put in regional apps, so you won't see like local transit and things like that.
Right.
But Peapod is a good app.
I use All Recipes.
Oh yeah, that's a great app. All Recipes.
It's cooking. All Recipes.
Yes. It's based on the All Recipes website.
And the other hand. What about your phone?
I'm about 20 on my phone, so.
It's an app, it's called Smoothies, and it gives you
A
bunch of different recipes for a bunch of smoothies. It all comes in alphabetical order,
nice.
And you just double tap on whatever smoothie you want, and you click over, and it just tells you what the ingredients are and how to make it.
Smoothies.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Cooking.
Cooking.
Well, there's one app called Epicurious.
It's called
Epicurious, and what it is, you can search by category, you can search by recipe, well, not the recipe, but the typical. What they do is they have a rating system, and the number of forks can change how many fingers.
We're going to
have to take a look. It's accessible to tell you exactly when you're structured accessible with the voiceover, and it's called Epicurious. And I think it's part of the Epicurious menu, I think.
Okay, guys. Thank you. All right, let's go on to date and time. We're going to have to pick up the pace here. It's already 4:21. And so sorry if you have more. But Westminster Chimes, date and time. Sunrise sunset alarm. It will play a sound on your phone when the sunrise and sunsets. It's wonderful. World clock time zones, and that's from dateandtime.com. So it gives you any place in the world you want. Anything in date and time?
Chime is a really good app.
Chime.
Yep.
Yes.
And you can basically just set the phones that will go off like every hour, every half hour.
Cool.
You can either have it talk to you or it'll just beep. Just depends on the settings. It's fun.
Great.
Any other hand?
No one
else?
Okay. All
right.
Yeah.
Cycle? Do you have that?
Which one?
Cycle?
Sleep Cycle.
Sleep Cycle.
That's no.
You put it.
On in bed with you. You tell it what time you want to get up, and it goes by your movement.
Oh,
yeah.
Wakes you up
before
you're
alone,
and you're fine
when
you wake up and you're sleeping.
Right,
and
pays attention to how you're moving around. All right. Last one in this category.
Voice clock.
Voice
clock.
Yeah, V-O-I-C-E-C-L-O-C-K.
Voice clock. Okay.
And it's a talking clock?
Mm-hmm. It's a talking clock.
It announces, it's like time.
Okay.
It's like time. It announces the time. You can set it from 1 minute, 30 minutes, or an hour.
Okay, super. All right, device control. The Nest app for the Nest thermostat is very accessible. iGrill, which is a thermometer that it has a fabulous app and is very cool. TrackDot. TrackDot is a luggage tracker. It's a little box you put in your suitcase. It only knows about airports, but when you land, it sends you a text message that it's landed, and you hope it's the same port you just landed at.
Whose luggage is this?
Tile. Tiles are little one-inch square things that make a noise when you activate them with the app.
And great way to find your trash cans when you go missing.
Yeah, everybody's heard about me and my trash cans. And Wemo. Wemo are little boxes, home control, what do you call it? Anyway, devices from Belkin that you can plug a lamp into, and then you can, we have a lamp in our house that goes on at sunset and goes off at 10, and it comes on in the morning at, sun, at 5 o'clock and goes off at sunrise. These days it isn't on very long.
You want to see your hand?
Anything else for device control?
Oops, my hand over here?
Oh, no, sorry.
Of course.
Run.
If you do a remote loads administration with the SDP or whatever, there's a call server auditor. If you just type in SSH, it's really accessible to external.
What's the name of it?
Circuit.
Circuit.
Server on you.
S-E-R-V-E-R-A-T.
Server.
T-E-R.
Yeah. What's
it? Server auditor.
What's that do?
Okay. Editors. Again, there's loads. Drafts is a great app. You can write a little bit and do anything with it. Send it as a text, send it as an email, send us just everything under the sun and then sign. Access note, everybody knows. Voice stream writer.
Yay.
Okay. Any other great editors?
All right. We're going to move a little faster. Good. Education. iTunes has lots of cool audio stuff. Snap Guide has how-tos, techniques in fashion, crafts, iPhone tips, and life hacks. And TED, like TED Talks.
Yep.
And Coursera. These are all really great apps that have loads of how-to, not education in the textbook sense of the word, but education in the, you know, what's it all about in the life world.
Mm. Okay,
we have a hand.
Duolingo is a really fun app for learning languages.
What's it called?
Duolingo. One word. The only annoying thing that I found, although other people disagree with me, is in order to go to the next lesson, you have to turn VoiceOver off to touch the button. But apparently some people aren't having that issue, and I am, so I don't really know. Try it, it's really cool. You can do a bunch of different
things. Okay. Anything else? All right. File managers. Filer. Filer will let you access any file on any server or any device in your house, even a NAS or another computer. Dropbox and Google Drive.
Yeah.
Any others?
Mm-hmm.
Financial. iNote, I work for the government, how can I not put this in? It's the Bureau of Engraving and Printing's free money identification app and Looktel money reader, which is better and not free.
Any other financial apps?
I don't want to hear about banks.
Well, remember, that we're trying not to be regional.
Yeah,
we're trying to be national.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So my bank. J.P. Morgan Chase, they actually have an app. You can manage your credit cards, all your accounts, they're accessible. can't really talk about other aspects of simple reasons, but that technical illusion is something that you can really know. But let's see, okay. Well, yeah, people like that pretty how accessible.
Okay.
Anything else?
I see another hand, but while I'm doing it, for those of you who might not know, you've got water in the center of your table with some glasses.
There's an app called Ortiz, O-R-T as in Delta, I-T. You take seven letters.
Okay.
And you see how many words it
is. It's a
That's a game.
Ortiz is a game, and it's also spelled O-R-D-E-T. It's a game, and that nice segue leads us to games. All right, games. Dice Swirl, Puzzle Sanger, Blindside, Blindfold Solitaire, Audio Archery, Naval Combat, Blindfold Sudoku, Accessible Minesweepers, typo. Four down, seven little words. Shameless little plug here, but I don't make any money on it, so why not? There is a new games book called Anyone Can Play, Accessible Games for the iPhone, iPod, and iPad, from National Braille Press in a bazillion formats. I wrote the chapter on card games and strategy games like chess and Othello and Minesweeper and things like that. And there's 41 accessible games in the book, and it was written by a group of people and edited.
Okay, we've got three people with hands up.
And Ordit is one of the book games in the book.
There's Nebula, where you are in space and you have to get rid of the things that are trying to sweep you out of your space. No.
Okay, Nebula.
Nebula. I think Bartender is a kind of non-based game. There's also the Darker Nature, which takes space games.
Hold on, you're going so fast, Tyler, we're not catching
you. Talk slower.
There is Star Traders.
Star Traders.
It's a text based space game. Also, in that sort of category is the Dark Room, which is kind of the same thing.
A Dark Room?
A Dark Room.
Oh, yeah, that's an adventure game. Yeah, that's an adventure game.
It is. And then if you're familiar with Swamp, there is Audio Defense, which is
I used to play a game called Blindfold Ping Pong.
Yeah.
Which is pretty interesting. Okay.
What's that called?
Blindfold
Ping
Pong is not from the same company though.
Hello, I'm Maria from Old Dominion. I'm kind of addicted to Godville. I've been playing for 2 years, and so you play a god, you create a hero. I'm Blind Marine, by the way, in Godville. And my hero is Little Mama, and so you battle monsters, and it keeps track of your diary. And you
can
play yourself, basically, but you can get into battles with other heroes, and you can influence your hero by encouraging them or punishing them to win a battle.
Is it Godville?
Godville.
One word?
G-O-D-V-I-L-L-E?
Correct. Okay.
Yes.
Got it.
I have a couple. There's STEM Stumper, which is really fun.
STEM Stumper.
And Trivia Crack.
In the book. Okay.
One more.
Last one.
Last game.
Are we going to get a list of all these games?
Yep, there is.
Well, we're going to find a way to share it with you if you'll be patient with us.
Similar to Trivia Craft, another game that I played is called True False Quiz Battle.
True False Quiz Battle.
There you go.
All right, thank you.
Moxie 2.
Moxie 2.
I Associates 2.
They're all these are all
books. Buy the book.
Go to buy the book. Okay, GPS and navigation. Blind Square, Ariadne GPS, Seeing Eye GPS, Google Maps. Those are the main ones.
Any others? GPS, navigation. Here comes one.
I didn't see Navigon on the list.
Navigon is not on the list, but Navigon.
It worked very well.
expensive.
Okay.
Health. WebMD. And Lose It. Lose It. Weight loss program and calorie
okay.
counter.
My Fitness Pal.
My Fitness Pal. Yeah, I probably should have put that on here. Yep. Good app.
That was Judy Webb, by the way, Wilkinson. The other
Judy
one.
Wilkinson. Thanks.
What was that?
Spark
people.
What was
that? S-P-A-R-K.
Spark.
Spark. Okay. I'll never set the room up for
there's an app called CareFit, and it will give you instructions to do a 7-minute workout.
CareFit.
Carrots.
Sorry.
Like carrot eating carrots?
Carrots?
Yes, or, like the vegetable.
C-A-R-R-O-T-S.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a bunch of...
carrot. Just one carrot. And
there's a bunch of carrot apps.
Carrot Fit?
There's Carrot Weather. There's Carrot Fit. There's Carrot...
All right, guys. Carrot Fit.
Fit.
Yep. F-I-T. All right, mailing. Envelope Maker.
Yay.
This is a cool app because it will... You can print an envelope if you have a printer that you can address from your iPhone. But for any address in your contacts. And it's really convenient.
Who does that?
And Slice is a really nice package tracking app.
Could you repeat the envelope in your last part of it?
Yeah. Envelope Maker is the name of the app. It's on the, I'm just
it's on the
going
list.
Through the ones on the list.
Yeah, but you said something about we didn't get. What was the last part?
It can print envelopes from addresses that are in your contacts. It is selected. And the second one was Slice, the automatic package tracker. It's a package tracking app.
I use an app called Deliver to track my packages.
Ah, good. Deliver. Another package
deliver,
tracker.
Like ED again.
There's a runner, of course.
Of course. Who's our runner?
UPS.
UPS?
UPS?
Yep.
Is it accessible?
Yep.
Oh, I looked at it once a while back.
Okay. Yeah.
Good.
Oh, yeah.
Is that you or me? Jeff's getting lots of texts.
Okay, so if you actually have Google, for example, and you have Google Now, if you have the packet, if you have UPS tracking that actually sent you an email address, the card within Google Now will actually show you the tracking data is actually locked. So if you don't want to actually use the app, just put it on the tip out there.
Yeah, even iOS will recognize tracking numbers from UPS. Anything that starts with a 1Z will be a link, and it'll bring it up in Safari. Okay, music. Music, Talking Tuner.
Again, Talking Tuner allows you to tune any stringed instrument.
Spotify, Shazam, SayPlay. Oh, I love that.
SayPlay is amazing. If you can say the name of a song and or its performer, it will find it somewhere out there and play it.
Mostly YouTube.
Mostly YouTube, but not exclusively. So.
Right. It's quite fun. And SoundHound.
Repeat the app again, please.
SayPlay was the one that Brian was describing. And the last one is SoundHound. These are all on the list. If people came in late, we have Braille and large print lists, a list of apps that to kind of get it started.
No, I am here.
What do they have?
Okay, I have three apps for you guys.
Music
the first one is called Tune In Radio.
The radio.
Yeah.
iHeartRadio is not in the radio list. But... Okay, guys. All right. Last one.
There's Samba. It has playlists already made for you for different occasions.
Samba. S-O-N-G-Z-A.
There is IKALORN. It's OSSILATORN. It's kind of like GarageBand, but you use it to make these amazing little loops. It's like $20, but it's a lot of time with it. The only part that's not accessible is that when you are playing with it, you have to use your finger to move it to the bottom, like right above the home button. Well, you have to explore it and have it with it.
Cool, thank you.
Hi, I don't see it on here. SoundCloud?
SoundCloud, yes, it's not on here, but yes.
It's not the most accessible, but it's cool for like finding an underground artist and stuff.
It's
like
usable.
That.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Okay. This is the last one.
Go ahead.
It is Sing True. It's a singing and music app.
Sing True.
You can practice your singing, your pitch, and your, it can tell you what key you sing best in, and it can help you practice your singing range and your improve your voice. It's not fully accessible, but it's pretty accessible.
Cool. All right, let's move on to news. BBC News, NFB Newsline, Instapaper, Umano.
I have to tell you, you may think that NFB Newsline is the best, and it is. I use it every day. But the second one here, what's it called again? iPaper?
Instapaper.
Instapaper is mind-blowing.
Okay.
Especially if you're interested in international papers.
Oh, no, you're thinking of newspapers.
Oh, pardon me, newspapers. Is that not on?
What's it called?
It's in a category called newspapers.
Oh, I'm sorry. Forget the man behind the curtain.
The next category is newspapers. Hang on just one second. The next category is, we're going to roll two categories together here. The next category is newspapers and magazines, which is Access World and News, an app just called Newspapers. And Newspapers, the one that Brian was talking about when we were putting this list together, I was showing him Newspapers, and it has over 6,000 newspapers throughout the world. And it's just the text. I mean, it can be a slog, but it's totally usable.
It's called Newspapers?
Newspapers.
I love it.
It's great. Okay.
NPR is a good app.
Yes.
Easy to use.
Yep, NPR.
One over here.
Here you go, sir.
The Umano app that's listed is no longer.
It seems to be coming back. It has reappeared in the App Store, and I downloaded it again.
Oh.
Umano. It's an app that has human narrated, very interesting news stories.
Because they said they were closing it.
Oh, yeah, because, well, it's back. Briefly, anyway.
Can I go ahead? Yeah. Okay, so for news, I actually like to use USA Today and AP Mobile. They send you like news with breaking news updates. I think it's really good.
And CNN will do that too, and that works on the Apple Watch.
If whoever took the printed copies and passed it out, just going to hear it, not that long.
Some copies.
Whatever. Okay. See the other hand? See.
Okay. Moving on. Photography. Camera Sharp. And I included this because it has an accessible bubble level. It beeps. And it also has an anti-shake feature, which is really helpful. And ClearCam, which just has all kinds of cool features.
That first one, I think, is very important to understand that Judy interacted with the developer. One of the problems that blind people have in using cameras is holding it square.
And sighted people really
level
like
up
to
and
see
down,
things straight.
And level right to left. And by holding this, there's sounds that are emitted until you get it into that sweet spot where it's totally square to the universe. And then it stops beeping. So you can take your picture and know that you're square to the image.
Camera Sharp.
Camera shot.
Any other photography that something special about? Yeah. Okay. Podcatchers. Overcast, downcast, aroundcast, upcast, iCast, UCast, he/she/or itcast.
Any great podcatchers, I especially want to know because of the next session here, which is all about podcasting. So if you have something other than what we've got on the list, we want to hear. Go ahead.
Do you have a recording app?
We're getting to recording.
We're getting to recording, sorry.
We got the speaker.
I use Stitcher.
Stitcher, yeah. Stitcher's a good podcast app. Stitcher.
Well, there's my hand. Hold on.
So I haven't actually had a lot of experience with the others, but I use iCatcher.
iCatcher, yeah, I used to use that one too.
Actually select, so if you have a small amount of memory, you can choose if I only want to radio. For individual podcasts, you can say I want to download two of these, 20 of these, and each one of these is what you're setting. iCatcher,
yeah. All right, no, I, just the letter I. Radio and television. Public Radio Player, Link Radio, 002's Radio, TuneIn Radio, Pandora Radio, and Netflix and TV Guide Mobile. The Netflix app, you can listen to the described stuff. You can actually play the description.
I don't know if the Time Warner cable app is accessible, but it's a way of controlling the DVR.
It is accessible now. As a matter of fact, the last update improved it hugely, and it's really quite good. They've even learned how to say back arrow. They made it two words, so it's not Caro anymore. No, they've actually fixed a lot of that.
Recorder HQ, it's a cloud sharing app as well, so you can share your recordings over to your Dropbox or stuff like that.
Okay.
Recorder HQ.
Recorder HQ. We're getting to the recording apps.
Okay.
We'll go to the recording apps. Recording. Dropbox. Dropbox is great if you want to just make a quick note, and it saves the file in your Dropbox without you having to do anything. HT Professional Recorder. Audio Memos. I've been looking for a recording app for years. I'm looking for one that works like a cassette, so that if you stop and you want to fix something, you can back up a little and then just overwrite and carry on.
Oh, what's the name of that app again?
No, we don't have it.
Yeah, right. I wish I knew. Anybody know of an app like that?
Okay, another recording app that I found really nice is called AudioNote, and AudioNote, N-O-T-E.
AudioNote.
And you can record whatever you want through there, and you can record for a long length of time. And also you can write the text field will pop up, and you can write even more notes underneath your previously recorded stuff. So it's really easy to use.
Cool.
No other hands up.
Nope. Okay.
Oh, wait. Okay, quick question for you guys here. I was wondering, okay, for those of us who have iPads and what have you, what can I use to record really good audio, stereo audio? Can I plug a microphone or what do? Because a lot of times, I want to record stuff in the city, so a lot of people can't. There are a lot of
microphones. I think that's what the next session is going to be about, talking about microphones and recording and podcasting and all that. Brian?
Absolutely. It's part of the next program.
Okay. So stay for the next show. Okay. Reference apps. American Heritage Dictionary, Roget's Two, the Thesaurus, Wikipedia Mobile, great app, yes. Wolfram Alpha.
Any other reference?
The NACU app, it has all of the laws for different states for
NACU. National Association of Guide Dog Users.
That's just guide dog.
It is, just guide dog.
Terminology. It's another dictionary app written by the author of Drafts.
Oh, really? What's the name of it?
Terminology.
What's the first? How do you spell it?
Sorry, spell it, Jeff. We're not getting
terminology.
It.
Terminology.
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 Okay.
Terminology.
Cool.
Wasn't that what I was saying?
Yeah.
Was I saying that wrong?
Mixology.
Mixology.
The guy who's the bartender.
Yeah. Okay, guys.
Yes, Mark.
We got it. Move along. Thanks.
Dictionary?
Sorry?
Ithesaurus. It's great to, if you have a word and you want to think of a similar word because you're writing a paragraph and you don't want to say the same word three times, it's great. You just type in the word and it gives you all the synonyms for it. And other words you can use instead. I use it all the time.
And that's eyesaurus.
That's not nice. Okay. Moving on. Restaurants. Food Drug Finder USA. Yelp. Urban Spoon. And Urban Spoon is being replaced, I found out, since it's now Zomato. Z-O-M-A-T-O.
Do you find this?
Grubhub food delivery and takeout. All menus.
DoorDash.
What was that?
There's an app called Foodler. It's really similar to Grubhub, but it gives you points every single time you order.
Foodler?
What?
Foodler.
All menus is a good one?
Yeah, all menus is on this list. Sorry.
It's 24 hour eats is other.
I think it's
FOMD. DoorDash for food delivery.
What's that?
DoorDash.
Okay. There's also Seamless, which I forget to put on the list. Grubhub's on the list. All right, moving on. Scanning barcodes, digitize, and red laser. Red laser is free. And it is awesome.
Really?
Red number barcodes. I mean, you just hold your phone. It really works great. It's much easier to find. Red laser. R-E-D-L-A-S-E-R.
Is that on the new hand?
It is. Yep. It's on the list.
There's CamFind. It's free.
Yes. CamFind.
Can you spell it?
CamFind.
Yeah.
CamFind. It's from the same publisher that does TapTapC.
Oh.
It's their commercial.
CamFind or Cam?
Like camera.
Oh, yeah.
CamFind.
I like that.
Yeah,
you can edit camera. Okay, guys. We're gonna run real quick now. Scanning text. A lot of people like to do this. KNFB Reader, Prismo, Text Grabber. Those are three that I found really useful and are great. Shopping apps. Amazon, Instacart, Etsy. Etsy is an app for finding handmade and crafts and things like that. It's very nice.
Another coffee app that I like a lot,
order alcohol for delivery.
It's just Target-based now, but it's a whole new concept. You can interact with it much more auditorily. It's not ready totally for prime time, but it works pretty damn well.
S-A-Y
shopping.
Say shopping.
No.
And one more I want to mention is TaskRabbit. It's not exactly shopping, but it's like Uber, but for tasks that you need done. If you need a handyman, if you need somebody to run an errand, TaskRabbit is just has people doing things.
You have on the list.
Yes, I know. I'm just telling you. I never got to finish the list.
Walmart has a good app, shopping app, too. Walmart.
Should we let them do the rest on their own? Okay, guys, we're going to let you do the rest. Here's Brian.
Needless to say, ladies and gentlemen, needless to say, we could be here for 3 days and not scratch the surface. Not scratch the surface. So what we are going to do so that you can get what you've been adding to our list today is to ask you to email me. And that is Brian, B-R-I-A-N, dot Charlson, C-H-A-R-L-S-O-N. You see that name a lot in the Braille Forum. Brian, not maybe Brian, but the Charlson. Brian dot Charlson at Carol, C-R-R-O-L-L.
C-A. You left out the A.
God, oh, Friday, it's been a long day. C-A. RRRLL.org. Again, Brian.Charlson@Carol.org. Put in the subject line app swap. App swap in the subject line, and we'll add you to a list and we'll transcribe what we got here today and send it out to you. You with me? Again, Brian, B-R-I-A-N dot Charlson, C-H-A-R-L-S-O-N, at Carol, C-A-R-R-O-L-L dot O-R-G. And in the subject line, app swap. We'll transcribe this list, and we'll send it out to you. Okay?
And will it include the ones that we originally got, or will it continue?
There's a list here.
You have the list here, but we will, if it doesn't take us any effort at all, to e-publish this list.
We'll just add all the new ones to
add the new ones to this list.
Right.
So, we have a very few minutes left. We didn't cover all categories. So, for the last 5 minutes, it's a free-for-all. But this is the part where the things we didn't think about happen. So, if you've discovered a new app this year, and you didn't get a chance to say it because it didn't fit any of our categories, now is your chance. Raise your hand. We'll do 5 of them. 5 of them.
Vision Assist is a magnifier.
Vision Assist, a magnifier. I want to mention Be My Eyes.
It was on the list.
It was on the list, but we didn't say it verbally, and it is worth your investment. In fact, everybody I've used on Be My Eyes so far, I'm the only one that's ever called them and asked for their help. And any stars they're not getting for 5 stars come from the people who are volunteering and nobody's calling. Be My Eyes, well worth the time and energy. Amazing app. Next.
I'm curious to know how many knew about the app here at ACB for the navigation around this hotel. The app is called Low Viz Guide.
Low Viz Guide. Low Viz Guide. If you go to the information desk, just to the right of the information desk. Dan is there and will help you through the process of installing that app on your iOS device. You have to go to the App Store, download it, it's free, and then you'll find that there are hundreds actually, of Bluetooth beacons around the conference center that will tell you where things are. It takes a little getting used to.
Okay,
but they're there.
I have one that I didn't get a chance to remember that we mentioned in the in calendars and reminders called Seize the Day.
Seize the Day.
Yeah. It's pretty accessible. You can make lists. You can send reminders. You can set up activities and events that you want to do for that day. You can schedule things.
Excellent. Thank you.
It's pretty easy to use.
We've got another new one over here. I'm not a baseball fan, but I'm also a minor, I'm just a baseball fan, and for those who follow the minor leagues, there's an app called Freddy Pitch, where they're not, which allows you to look at the stats and the coaches, and also a broadcast of any AAA, AAA, AAA team in the country. It's called First Pitch. You can listen to the broadcast of all the teams and all the minor league baseballs. Yeah, I don't mean to ignore, but I'm trying to get people to have attention to videos.
For educational eye simulator, you can simulate 5 different eye diseases from 0% to 100%.
Eye simulator.
There's a phone app, Easy Space Dial. It's easy to push or whether that's one or two, et cetera, instead of the real name of what you have.
Voice over only means you have letter type, like you have one or two, you have to. But you can put so many numbers and it's like speed dial.
Again, easy dial used to create a speed dial situation.
All right, for those of you who are under 32 and single and not looking, between 18 and 32, gender, it's not most acceptable, but I mean, if you're looking for love.
We have time for one more. One more.
For those of you that use Uber, there's an app called Lyft. And
there's what?
Lyft.
Lyft. L-I-F-T.
And
sidecar.
The app is a lot more accessible than Uber. And I got Uber and it is amazing. I think I've gotten one driver that takes me away from Uber top of 10.
So this is an alternative to Uber available in many cities called Lyft. And the app is an accessible app.
L-Y-F-T.
All right, that concludes the 2015 App Swap again. If you want the additional items mentioned by the audience here this evening, you must send an email to Brian, B-R-I-A-N, Doc Charlson, C-H-A-R-L-S-O-N, at Carol, C-A-R-R-O-L-L, .org. Include in the subject line, App Swap. Thank you, one and all.